Hi, I'm Meryl. I'm a wife, mother, professional when I feel like being professional. But most of all, I'm a prank caller. Been doing it since 1989. And you're listening to Prank You, the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. There are new episodes every other Thursday brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Now let's get to pranking.
It's a cube and has inspirations.
I am wide-hipped, but I can always move to the side if need be.
When I say I lather my back flaps with this lotion.
Do you guys have any flavored puddings? Time to call televangelist Joel Osteen.
Thank you for calling Joel Osteen Ministries. My name is Jess. This call may be recorded for training purposes. May I help you with today's special offer of the Inspiration Cube?
Oh, I would love to know a little bit more. It's a cube and has inspirations.
Okay, not a problem there, miss. If you can just give me a quick moment here. Let's see. So for the Inspiration Cube, it has over 400 messages.
Oh, not from Joel himself?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Daily inspiration.
400. So that's actually more than a full year. So every day I can get a different cube message from Joel.
Yes, ma'am. Pretty much you have sermons, affirmations, daily
inspiration. Oh, my God. Can you give me an example of something he might say? Is it like, live to life to the fullest?
No, miss. Not exactly, miss. I don't have any information on that.
Is it like the Lord Jesus?
Whatever in terms of preachers and whatnot. What happens is that whenever you get the cube, there's a list there on there, miss, that you can actually go through there.
Oh, fantastic.
The list, you have the ability and find it out.
Unreal. Unreal. And do you guys have any t-shirts with like crucifixes and Joel's face or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
What about bumper stickers with a large crucifix in Joel's face?
No, ma'am.
What about a magnet with a large crucifix in Joel's face?
No, ma'am.
What about a tire cover with a large crucifix in Joel's face?
So sorry, miss. Is one of those prank calls, miss?
Absolutely not. I don't believe in prank calls at all. What about a flavored pudding? Do you guys have any flavored puddings?
Gotcha. All righty, miss. I apologize, miss. I'll be disconnecting this call.
Oh, God damn it.
Time to call Alex Jones. As you may recall, he just lost about $45 million for saying that the Sandy Hook shooting was fake.
InfoWars, may I take your order, please?
Hi there. Before we begin, I just want to let you know I love the body lotion so much. I just, you know, I heard today that Alex, you know, lost his lawsuit, and I just want to make sure everyone's all right.
Yes, ma'am, we're fine.
Okay, I just want to make sure that, you know, the liquidation didn't affect your paycheck and you're still able, you know, to get hot lunch or whatever.
No, ma'am, we're fine, but thank you for the kind words.
Oh, perfect.
The words of encouragement.
Of course. So the body lotion is still available then?
I believe so. Let me check on that.
When I say I lather my back flaps with this lotion, and it has helped so much because they chafe in the summer, and just using this body lotion has really changed my life.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, we don't have it here on the...
Oh, my God. If you only knew what my back looked like, it looks like I have woman's breasts attached to my back. And this lotion is the only thing that helps.
Yes, ma'am. You can try drjohnsnaturals.com and see if they have it on that website, but we don't have it here on the InfoWars store.
Does Alex Jones have, like, any body earl or something that I could slather on my back flaps?
No, ma'am.
What about, do you have any, like, scented candles I might be able to burn out and then rub on my body?
No, ma'am, we don't have anything like that either.
Anything that has mint in it that I might be able to use? I heard that's, like, an anti-inflammatory. Maybe, like, a mint tea?
Yes, ma'am.
A mint tea or like a mouthwash I could rub on the flaps.
No,
oh, God, this is unreal.
No,
this is unreal. What do you suggest I do?
Again, ma'am, you can try drjonesnaturals.com website. They have a lot of the lotions.
Oh, I don't really go online much. I was once, my identity was stolen and about $63 were taken out of my bank account and I never went back online since.
Oh, I understand. But no, ma'am, that'd be the only thing. We don't have that type of thing on InfoWars Story longer.
Oh, Lord. I'm very nervous that this is because of the lawsuit. I think people don't want to do business with Alex. What do you think?
No, ma'am, we're fine, but...
All right, but do you think...
Ma'am,
I mean, Alex
fine.
Must be so upset, and I don't think he meant anything by it.
Yes, ma'am.
He's so great.
Okay, ma'am, let me help you with...
I don't know, but I know Alex also has back flaps, so I'm wondering what he does. Maybe some olive oil underneath him? He doesn't share that.
I don't know, ma'am.
And is there any way you could put me on hold and ask him?
No, ma'am. No, the office is closed for the evening.
Oh, so you're just working overtime, I guess.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you so much.
This next one is an audience request for someone that's left large packages in my friend's apartment building the past 2 weeks.
Hello?
Is this Tita?
It is.
Hi, I'm just about to open up some packages, and I thought they were addressed to me, but they're addressed to you. They've been sitting here for about 3 weeks now. From the...
S-401 Hicks?
No, at 83 First Place.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. They're in the common hallway?
That's right, and, you know, people are obviously tripping over them. They're large. We didn't know if there was, like, a dead body in them or what.
No. So I will, they're unit 4, so I will bring them up there tomorrow. One of them is probably a big box.
Yeah. No, they're all big boxes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Let me know.
All right. There's nothing perishable in there, like mochi or something.
No, they're faucets and vanities.
Oh, faucets and vanities.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I love a vanity, a ceramic vanity. There's nothing more sexual.
All right. Thank you for letting me know.
Oh, thank you so much, Teets.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Time to call a Craigslist ad for a female roommate needed.
Hello?
Hi, is this Suzanne?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Melody. I came across your ad about a female roommate.
Yes, Melody. Are you working?
Well, sort of. I mean, I am working, but right now it's more of a volunteer situation. Are you meaning because you don't want to see anyone in the apartment during the day, or?
No, not necessarily. It's just for income purposes.
I've got a lot of income.
Security?
Yeah, no, I've got tons of different ways that I have income. Don't worry about that. Different businesses and, you know, things that have collateral as well as residual.
Okay.
But I definitely...
Pardon me if I don't take your word for it, but, you know...
Oh, well, I mean, I could show you a bank statement right now if you want me to send you a screenshot of my bank.
No, that's okay. I would need proof of income.
Oh, yeah, and, I can write you, like, a whole letter.
This is a townhouse.
Oh.
So there's a steep... narrow staircase.
That's
fun. Mobility issues.
I don't. I am wide hipped, but I can always move to the side if need be.
Okay. Okay. Would you like to see the room and do an interview?
Yeah, that sounds great. Do I need to wear a business suit or are you okay with a sweatpant?
Yeah, I'm fine with sweatpants.
Oh, good. I figured. You never know. You know what? Some people like to see professionalism and I I like to see soft cotton. All right.
Yeah, and I like comfort myself.
Yeah.
I appreciate you asking, though. What would be a good time for you?
Well, you know what? I'm an early riser, so anytime after 5 a.m. works for me. You just let me know.
Okay, well, I'm still working, so I work Monday through Friday.
Oh, that's great. What do you do?
I'm in the printing industry.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, business forms.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's a market for that. There sure is.
Well, not like there used to be.
That's true.
A lot of things are online now, but...
But there's always going to be someone who needs a form filled out, and they want it in writing, and you know what? They call you, and that's great.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. And this particular company's been around for a very long time, so, yeah.
Fantastic.
How about Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Gresham?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And where are you living right now?
Oh, just down the block in Gresham.
Are you living with someone? Have you done shared living?
I've not. I mean, I have with my husband, but we're going through a divorce, if I have to be honest. So it's, you know, going to be my first time.
I appreciate it. If you would be honest, it helps me to figure out what's going on.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm not going to cry myself to sleep at night. Don't worry about it. He's a real bum.
Yeah.
A real scumbag.
So you'll be leaving your home and renting a room?
That's right. That's what I'm looking to do.
Okay. Do you have bedroom furniture?
I could.
Okay, because the room is unfurnished.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, let me see how I can do this. How about Saturday at around 10:30 in the morning?
Perfect. You know what I'll do? I'll text you this week to confirm, and then if we need to shift things, we'll shift.
Okay, and that way you can see the room. It's a shared bathroom.
That's great. I'm used to a shared bathroom.
There's not a whole lot of kitchen space.
All right, that's fine.
Because I have my stuff here, the other woman has her stuff here, and so it's you know, a small kitchen that I
no problem
pretty much have divided into three parts.
No problem.
Also, it's okay. There's $100 key and cleaning fee, which is non-refundable.
That's fine.
And then it's $575 a month.
Oh, a bargain.
Plus a third of the electric bill.
Great.
Which runs anywhere from $25 in the summer to, I think it's like $28 right now. Like $100 in the winter because we use space heaters.
Oh.
It's a 50-year-old building.
Oh, that's great. All right. This sounds wonderful. I will give you a text. You seem like a wonderful person, and I can't wait to meet you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Melody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Prank You, the podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Scheinman. You could follow me on Instagram at Meryl Prank You. Prank You is produced by me, Meryl, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. If you would like me to prank someone in your life, please email me at MerylPrankYou@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, please like, rate, and subscribe on iTunes. If you didn't, please don't. You could find us every other Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.